to Afghanistan now and Kabul, where Rod Nordland, foreign correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, joins us. So, Rod Nordland, good morning. And let's talk about this story in today's Times that the U.S. and its allies are expected to present a plan at the NATO summit for transferring security duties to Afghan forces within the next 18 to 24 months. Is this political face-saving for an impatient NATO or a real plan? What do you think?
I think a bit of both, actually. It's kind of a complicated situation because until fairly recently, the Obama administration was talking about a July 2011 deadline to begin withdrawing U.S. troops. President Karzai was talking about not being ready until 2014. And what's happened more recently is they've managed to sort of bury that 2011 deadline and adopt President Karzai's view. Meanwhile, a couple days ago, Karzai comes out and says publicly he'd like to see not only American troops start leaving by next year, but also they should right away just stop, reduce their presence, stop hanging around on the streets and stay on their bases and so on.
So what explains Karzai's apparent change of heart? And this also looks suspiciously as though Obama's agenda is getting buried in paperwork by NATO and American generals.
Yes. I mean, I think Obama, from all indications, Obama has been won over to the general's position that we can't do it by July 2011. And then Karzai turns around and just, you know, throws a monkey wrench in the whole works. He has a habit of doing this. He's done it in the past and on several occasions. And, of course, you know, famously the elections that the Americans regarded as stolen by him. And in this case, it appears he's trying to keep NATO and America kind of off balance as they get ready for this very important summit in Lisbon at the end of the week.
All right. So finally, let's just assess, and you're the reporter there in Kabul. Are security forces in Afghanistan capable of taking over either on Karzai's schedule or on Petraeus's schedule?
I'm sorry to laugh, John, but
no you're not.
Nobody who seriously thinks any but a very few select units are ready. Even their most elite units are still very closely partnered with the Americans. And when you hear this expression, which you hear often, it was a joint or an Afghan-led operation, you can pretty much assure yourself that that is just propaganda.
Well, I'm hoping that we recorded that laugh that I talked over there for our holiday tape, Rod Nordland. But very seriously, this really seems to be a Saigon 1975 scenario, no matter how you look at it, in transitioning to Afghan control.
I think it's a bit early to compare it to Saigon 1975. I mean, helicopters aren't landing on the rooftops yet. I think there's a serious crisis. I think everybody agrees there's a serious crisis here. And in the middle of that crisis is a president who's seeming less and less of a reliable partner for those who have been supporting his government.
Rod Nordland, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, radio tug of war. I push him out to extremes. He pulls us back to reality. Rod Nordland, thanks so much. Live in Kabul.